Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, January 28th. Not a whole lot of change here in the markets. Beans broke a little bit during the middle of the day and then rallied back to finish just a little bit lower. Corn and wheat also a little bit lower on the day. So let's take a look at March corn finishing down a half cent at 379 and three quarters. December finished down a quarter cent at 403, still hanging above those moving averages. We'll see how things go moving forward. Report out that China bought a load of U.S. corn out of the Pacific Northwest. That's a good sign. And export inspections came in at 893,000 metric tons. That was just below the range, which ran from 900,000 to 1.2 million. So a little bit disappointing there. China had their biggest up day on Friday in corn in several years. Big question here is also if they're looking to buy corn to reload their stocks, and also for the ethanol program kicking in 2020, makes you wonder what kind of condition that corn is in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens as that develops. Funds still long over 100,000 contracts of corn, and as we remain above those moving averages, probably happy to keep that position going. In the wheat, we got March finishing down a penny and a quarter, 518 and three quarters. Kansas City March down two and three quarters at 506 and three quarters. Still trading between the 50 and 100-day moving averages there in the wheat between 17 and 24. I'll report out that the USDA cut Russia's production estimate from 85 million last year to 70 million this year. So we'll have to see how that goes moving forward. There is still a lot of grain in the world, so has not translated into any good exports for the U.S. as of now. And taking a look at soybeans, March finished the day down 2 cents, 923 and a quarter. November down 2 cents as well, 962 and a quarter. March closed above the 200-day for the second day in a row, and that's the first time we've closed above that moving average since June of last year. So again, anytime we can stay above those levels, that's good for the market. USDA news out that with the reopening of the government, there will be a WASDE report on February 8th, and what they are also going to do is fold in the other reports that were missed, the quarterly stocks and final January report as well. So there will be some real numbers to trade off of heading into next week, and possibly also the export sales and flash sales, giving us a little bit more information. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.